all. And I believe, Carl, if I'm not mistaken, we only have one more item. I believe it's 812.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Pay bodily injury lawsuit of Colin Christopher and Emily Furstenow in the sum of $225,000 involving the Portland Bureau of Transportation.
I think we have Randy Stenquist here. Is that correct? Yeah. Here he comes. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Thanks for being here.
So my name is Randy Stenquist. I am the Liability Claims Manager and Risk Management. With me today is Senior Deputy Attorney William Manlove. Risk and the City Attorney's Office are recommending approval of the ordinance before you, which is a mediated settlement of a lawsuit brought against the City by Colin Christopher and his wife, Emily Furstenow. In July of 2014, Mr. Christopher was involved in a motor vehicle accident on Southeast 82nd Avenue and Southeast Yamhill. 82nd Avenue, also known as State Route 213, is a highway under the jurisdiction of the Oregon Department of Transportation. The crash occurred as Mr. Christopher was attempting to make a left turn onto 82nd Avenue from Southeast Yamhill. Mr. Christopher was lawfully in the intersection on a green light and had just started his turning movement. Another vehicle, driven by Demontre Washington, was traveling northbound on Southeast 82nd at a very high rate of speed, approaching the red light at Southeast Yamhill. His speed was approximately 50 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour posted zone. The front end of Mr. Washington's car T-boned Mr. Christopher's Jeep, striking the driver compartment with considerable force. It is not known why Mr. Washington did not see or heed the traffic signal. Mr. Christopher suffered serious permanent injuries and is now a quadriplegic. And Mr. Manlove is here to explain the litigation history.
Thank you.
Thank you. So Mr. Christopher and his wife filed their lawsuit here in Multnomah County. They sued ODOT, the city, the property owner that owned the property on the southeast corner, and the business that was located on that property. It was a used car sales business. Their main complaint with the defendants was that one or all of them had allowed certain obstructions to exist on the corner of the intersection. And as Mr. Christopher was driving into the intersection on the green light, he had no ability to look to his left and see Mr. Washington coming to him because these obstructions blocked his view. It was essentially an allegation that the defendants had failed to provide adequate sightline distances. And one of the primary obstructions on the corner was a 7-foot traffic controller cabinet that was owned by ODOT but maintained by the City of Portland. Mr. Christopher and his wife, because of his catastrophic injuries, they sued for $17.5 million. They did not sue Mr. Washington. ODOT and the city brought suit against Mr. Washington. He never participated in the litigation, and the city and the state took default judgments against him. All of the defendants took Mr. Christopher's deposition. It was a day-long deposition. His wife was there. At the deposition, we learned about his recollection of the accident and how the accident had affected his life. All of the attorneys, after the deposition, we came away with the belief that Mr. Christopher and his wife were highly likable, compelling, and would be very sympathetic witnesses. In fact, after the deposition, the property owner and the used car business, they actually settled the case. They're part of the case with Mr. Christopher and his wife, and they settled each for $250,000. ODOT and the city, we filed a motion for summary judgment in court, and we had different arguments, but one of our main arguments was that there was a lack of affirmative evidence that Mr. Christopher had actually looked to his left as he proceeded into the intersection. And the argument was if there was no affirmative evidence that he actually looked, then the obstructions that may have been there couldn't have been a cause He couldn't prove that they were actually a cause related to the accident, that they actually were a site obstruction. Now, he did testify that it was his habit to look left and right as he proceeded through any intersection, and in particular this intersection. He lived about 2.5 blocks away from the intersection. He had recently moved into the neighborhood, and there was he had testified at his deposition that he, you know, I think he had gone through this intersection on his way to work maybe upwards between 50 and 60 times. At the hearing, the judge granted our motions, and the city and ODOT were dismissed from the case. Mr. Christopher and his wife, they immediately appealed, and once the matter was before the Court of Appeals, all parties were invited by the Court of Appeals to participate in a mediation program. Our appellate lawyer, Denis Vanier, he took a look at the record below in the trial court, and his conclusion was that, you know, there was at least a better than 50-50 chance that the judgment that we had obtained in the trial court might be reversed by the Court of Appeals. And the thought was, if it was in fact reversed and it did go back, the case did go back to the jury, that it was highly likely that Mr. Christopher and his wife would obtain a very favorable verdict in their favor. Under the tort cap, the maximum exposure for the city that they could have obtained would be $1.3 million. It was our judgment that, again, if it was in front of the jury, that it was likely that Mr. Christopher and his wife would obtain that amount. The settlement that we're asking you to approve is, as Mr. Stenquist mentioned, it's a result of a mediation process. ODOT also participated in that mediation. They've agreed separately to pay Mr. Christopher and his wife $400,000. So given the risk of reversal on appeal, given the risk of what a damage award might look like from a jury, we think this is a good settlement, and we recommend that you approve it.
Mr. Mayor, I have one question. And the memo that you've given us is very comprehensive. Your presentation is very comprehensive. Can you explain, though, just again, why, assuming that we were determined to have as little as 7.5% of the total liability, so as if a jury were to apportion liability and gave us a rather modest piece of it, why that could trigger the whole amount of the $1.3 million cap?
Absolutely, Commissioner. So the jury would be looking at allocating liability amongst all of the defendants: ODOT, the city, the property owner, the business on the property, and Mr. Washington. The allocation would be for all of those defendants. Because Mr. Christopher's damages, because they were so much, again, at the time of his injury, he was 38 years old. He was studying to get his master's in counseling. Given his life expectancy, given what he told us about his needs for his daily care, being a quadriplegic, the damages that he pled in the complaint, $17.5 million, we thought, and we had hired our own expert, a life care planner, to sort of help us assess the reasonableness of those numbers. And we believe that it was likely that the jury would award him that amount. Now, with respect to getting to the tort cap, the $1.3 million, again, the calculation was the $1.3 million, if we did our math correctly, it's about 7.5%
of his total claim.
Of the total claim.
Okay.
So that was the thought, that the jury, you know, they could have given Mr. Washington 50 or 60%. But if they gave the city even 7.5% of liability, you know, we were going to hit the tort cap.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Could I just ask a procedural question? Typically, we don't get these coming as part of the regular agenda. Is the reason that this is on the regular agenda as opposed to the consent agenda because of the size of the proposed settlement?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
I was just curious, do you know whether Mr. Washington had a valid driver's license?
I know that he didn't have any insurance on the car. And I know that he's judgment-proof. And that may have been the reason that Mr. Christopher and his wife didn't sue him and we had to bring him into the lawsuit. But he didn't have any real assets to take care of the harm that he caused.
Yeah, thanks. Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. Anything else? Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you. Approved. And we are adjourned.
Thank you very much.